The hidden Jesus, as the little shepherds called him, is here, present to me in the small white host, suspended over the altar. I allow his silent presence to encompass me and to strengthen me interiorly. Like Saint Francisco, the silent shepherd boy, I contemplate Jesus, and in profound silence, I enter into friendship with him. Trustingly, I place myself in his presence. I open up my heart to him, my weaknesses, my wounds, concerns, desires, and my fears. I listen willingly to what he has to tell me. I make myself available to welcome him into my heart and to let his light and love strengthen me and lead me to an ever greater communion with him, to the full and abundant life he wants to give me. If helpful, I can pray by repeating time and again the words that Lucia, Francisco, and Jacinta used when moved by the Holy Spirit at the end of the apparition of May. Our Lady placed in their hearts a very intense light through which they saw themselves in God.
O most holy Trinity, I adore you. My God, I love you in the most blessed sacrament.
Here, I can formulate a resolution as an offering to God in the desire to live more and more in His presence. After the Annunciation of the Angel, having been united to God in her heart, Mary left in haste to bring to others the love that had been made flesh in her. I too walk in the direction of the Basilica of Our Lady of the Rosary of Fatima. As I climb the stairs, I pause briefly before the glass panels of the exterior of the Basilica of the Most Holy Trinity. Among the words engraved in the glass in 26 languages, this expression stands out.
The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
It speaks to me of the universality of God's grace and mercy, of the brotherhood that He wants to extend to humanity. I also make this desire of God's my own. On the way to the Basilica of Our Lady of the Rosary of Fatima, on the right-hand side, there is a fragment of the Berlin Wall. In front of it, I become aware of how the power of God's grace and mercy at work in the depths of His children, in their turn at work in history, is capable of breaking down every wall and healing every wound.